welcome to Heartbeat. Today, I'd like to talk to you on what a kind word does in our hearts, in our lives, how it can form us and change us, how God asks us to be kind. Because a kind word can encourage, a kind word can show care, a kind word can express love, a kind word can be constructive and motivating for us in our lives. It can help us plan for today, but also plan for our future, plan and envision even a future. A kind word can speak power into our lives because it can remind us of who God is, of what God can do. It can remind us of who God has made us. And this kindness gives us power, a power that only this kindness can bring about. It can move someone to overcome problems or mountains or struggles that they see in their life because it's the motivating factor that gets them moving or gets them to continue to move. They're stuck. And someone just says, well, you're doing well. Maybe just a simple thing of trying to lose weight, get fit. I'm starting to do it in a, you know, it's so hard and I get there. You know how sometimes you can lose the first pound or so or the first kilogram or so and then nothing. And then you meet someone and they go, whoa, you look good. Whatever you're doing, keep on doing it. That kind word encourages you to go, okay, I've gone this far and someone's noticed the difference in me, even if it's the texture of my skin or how healthy I'm looking or the loss of a few pounds, which makes my clothes fit better. I'm going to continue. I'm going to persevere. Kind words are amazing. Kind words can save someone's life. I love you. We need you. You're important. You're necessary. God loves you. God has a purpose for your life. It can save someone's life. It can change their life's direction. It can change the world as they know it for them. It can create positive change in ourselves, but also in others. It often gets passed aside as if it's not influential, but kindness is so influential. It matters. It matters to you, and it matters to others, and it matters to God. A compliment can have such a positive impact on someone's life. Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. A quote by Mother Teresa. Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. The power of the tongue. The power of the tongue is so amazing. It can be uplifting or it can be destructive. And kind words are always positive, always uplifting. Leo Bascalgi said, too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. This kind words serve others well. Kind words, as I've described before or expressed before, it can motivate ourselves and others It's what we all crave for. We do, actually. Even those who feel like, you know, oh, they've got their life all together, they often crave for a little bit of kind acknowledgement, a kind word to encourage them, because we all have down days. We all need friends and Christian communities alongside of us to help us, to encourage us. Kindness, especially in words and deeds, offer connection and warmth and remind us all we're all in this thing together, this together, this life. Be slow to judge and criticize. Be slow to judge and criticize, especially with the internet, especially on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. You know, to have an opinion. We all have opinions. But be kind in your words. They're so destructive. You know, we want to become kinder. You know, they say sticks and stones don't break my bones, but sticks and stones can break my bones, but names will never hurt me. That's a lie. Names, words, unkind words can hurt us forever. It can change the course of people's lives. It can put them down forever, that they're depressed and low and can never seem to get out of what someone told them, who they were, who they weren't. Gave them no future, no hope. Don't have unkind words for anybody, because you would not want unkind words said to you. Even just a good morning. How amazing that would feel if you just said that to someone. Someone did that one day in a lift. They got into the lift, turned to the other person, said, "Good morning." They're at work. They're going to work. It's a new job they're about to start. Do you know this lady in the lift turned to the other lady and said, "For 10 years I've worked in this office and no one has said good morning to me." Whoa, whoa. And she said, "Thank you." A good morning, is that even a kind word? It's just saying hello. But for her, it was a kind word. It told her, "You've been noticed. I want to connect with you. I hope you have a great day." Wow, we do not understand the importance of words. You know, in scripture, there's so many scriptures on this, but there's a few that I want to bring up and share with you. In Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits." Wow, death is in your tongue, but life is in your tongue too. What are you going to choose? Then Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." When we are kind with our words and our deeds, we extend grace to those who hear and to those who that are on the receiving end. Proverbs 12:18 states, "There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." So many of us in this world need healing. Healing from past hurts, from past words. Do you have a tongue of the wise to extend healing to them? And in Matthew 12:36, it says, "I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak." Whoa. Have you spoken careless words? Because I have. Lord, forgive me. Lord, you can't necessarily take them back, but wise words can now heal. God can restore, renew, fix what mistakes I've done in the past, but going now and going into the future, going forward, I want to have kind words from my mouth. It comes from my heart, my thoughts. I've got to care for them because that's what comes out. What does it say? What comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart. Lord, help me to be kinder, to have kind words for everyone. So encourage to hold up, don't give up. Words can heal, can build up, can restore, can make you feel that you can do this, you're okay. Our praise of someone should be twice as loud as our criticism. Kind words are like ointment to a spirit that is wounded. Let us work at having kind words for people. Maybe we practice them. We ask the Holy Spirit to put them within our hearts so that they come out of our mouths and they just ooze out naturally. Proverbs 13:14 states, being taught by and heeding a wise person is as refreshing and life-sustaining as a fountain of life. And this wise person only shares kind words. It's refreshing. It's like a fountain of life for you. And we know that that totally comes from our God. Anxiety can weigh a person down, but kind words can give an anxious, depressed person support and can cheer them up. And how many of us can just look to my family and friends who get anxious, get worried? Do you have kind words to share with them? Or do you disparage them and just go off? What are you always being anxious for? Let us work at having kind words. Let us work at being Christ to everyone we meet, with the words we speak, with what comes out of our hearts, and therefore how we act. Kindness matters. Thanks for listening.